USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden was in Michigan touring a Ford electric vehicle facility. The president also got to test drive one of the new Ford electric trucks. Before taking that test drive, the president had this exchange with a member of the media.
Mr. President, can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive?
No, you can't. I'm not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. I'm on a teaser.
Republicans on Capitol Hill wondering how the media would react if former President Trump would have made those same comments, even in jest. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the United States is getting rolled by China and we need to wake up and figure out our priorities.
While China is pursuing economic and technological dominance, we find ourselves here busy canceling people and demanding the use of the right pronouns to describe people or claiming that requiring a photo ID to vote is the return of a Jim Crow era.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio because I still hear these commercials from time to time and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50 and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden is promoting the development of electric vehicles in the United States. Biden visiting a Ford electric vehicle facility in Michigan and noting that China has surpassed the United States in research and development. Tensions remain high in the Middle East.
The Israeli military hit Gaza with airstrikes on Monday, saying it was targeting the homes and infrastructure of Hamas. About 3,200 rockets have been fired from Gaza civilian areas at Israeli civilian areas since last Monday. Though the Israeli military said many either had fallen short or been intercepted by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. Egypt and Qatar's efforts to broker a truce have stalled over two main points. Israel's insistence that Hamas must initiate the ceasefire, and then Hamas' insistence that any ceasefire must include the ending of Israel's provocations at a mosque in Jerusalem and a resolution of the Sheikh Jarrah eviction threat. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas reported zero deaths from COVID-19 on Sunday, just 2 months after Governor Greg Abbott drew heat from the White House for rolling back business restrictions and lifting the state's mask mandate. President Biden slamming Texas and Mississippi and accusing state officials of Neanderthal thinking. As far as if Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has received an apology from the White House?
I still have not yet received a phone call or an apology from the president for his mischaracterization of my actions. And some people said that I had issued a death warrant. And here's the difference. The people on the Democrat side, they want to push narratives, whereas what I was looking at was both math and science.
A controversial horse trainer will not be spending his summer in New York.
The trainer of Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has been suspended from entering horses in races in New York, including the upcoming Belmont Stakes. The New York Racing Association announced the temporary suspension for Bob Baffert while they investigated Medina Spirit's failed drug test following the Derby. Officials say they were also taking into account Baffert's 5 other violations in the last 13 months for impermissible medications found in his racehorses. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 153rd running of the Belmont Stakes set to take place June 4th. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.